When we look back at the news we covered in 2013, one of the stories that still resonates, maybe it always will, is of course what happened here in Boston on April 15th. Two bombs exploded near the finish line of the Boston Marathon that afternoon. Three people were killed, more than 260 injured, many of them horribly, losing limbs. WBUR's Alex Ashlock, who covered the Boston Marathon for more than a decade this morning, has this report on that day and its aftermath.
Every Boston Marathon offers possibility. An incredibly fast time, a surprising winner. So as I walked down to the finish line on Monday, April 15th, it was possibility I was thinking about. Mainly that Shalane Flanagan from Marblehead might become the first American to win the Boston Marathon in decades.
I was a little girl just north of here, like 10 miles north of the city, and dreamed of running this race, and it's finally here. And I couldn't be more excited. I have to contain it.
It was a beautiful spring day. The crowd was already gathering along Boylston Street. I watched a couple of bomb-sniffing dogs doing their work. I took a picture of the international flags flying right near the finish line. A few hours later, thousands at that finish line cheered the winners. Shalane Flanagan finished fourth.
I'm extremely happy that I fulfilled a lifelong goal of mine, but I dreamt of winning today. I dreamt of a laurel wreath on my head, and it didn't happen, but that's the reason why goals are big and they're hard.
After the post-race press conferences, I waded into the crowd of runners who had just finished their marathons. It's something I do every year because it just feels so good to be around them.
How was it out there?
Outstanding. Great weather from Florida, so we don't get to run in anything this cool. It was awesome. Great day.
What's your name?
Dave Masterson.
And where are you from in Florida?
Palm Beach, Florida.
What about you?
It was awesome. The support was amazing. Every city, it was a great day.
What's your name?
Cat.
I came back to the newsroom, but before I could even report on the results of the race, we started to hear the reports and see the pictures.
Cross the street, leave the area.
There had been explosions near the finish line at the Boston Marathon. I rushed back and stayed downtown. Several hours later, it was dark. I walked back to the newsroom in shock. The next morning, thousands of runners felt the same way. They were just walking the streets, searching for perspective. One of them was Susan Ramirez Lowe from Williamsburg, Virginia.
It's something that you have no control over. It's bittersweet. You know, it's just a very unfortunate situation that happened yesterday, and you just feel badly for all the people who were injured and for the three who lost their lives. And when you put it all in perspective, we're very lucky.
Lonnie Fox had come from Canada to run her first Boston Marathon, and she said something every runner I met echoed that day after.
I will come back. This should not stop the world from living. Otherwise, we'll all be hiding in our houses. Right?
Quickly, makeshift memorials sprung up at the barricades around the crime scene downtown. People brought teddy bears, Red Sox hats, their marathon bib numbers, and thousands of running shoes. Malden's John Borgia also brought his emotions.
I work right around the corner, actually, so I've been here all week, and I just can't seem to not come by here. I don't know, some sense of peace, or I'm not sure what it is, but I can't stay away.
3 days after the bombings, late on Thursday night, I got a phone call. The bombing suspects had killed a police officer. I drove to Watertown, where the suspects had been in a shootout with police. One suspect dead, the other still on the loose. Helicopters hovered over the neighborhood. There was an incredible police presence, the tension palpable. State Police Colonel Timothy Albin spoke to reporters.
We believe these are the same individuals that were responsible for the bombing on Monday at the Boston Marathon. We believe that they're responsible for the death of an MIT police officer and the shooting of an MBTA police officer. This is a very serious situation that we're dealing with.
Watertown, Boston, and many other communities were on lockdown. But right after it was lifted that Friday night, the second suspect was found hiding in a boat and taken into custody. The crowd in the Watertown neighborhood celebrated. All of this had happened in less than a week. On Monday, April 22nd, there was a moment of silence in downtown Boston. There was a huge crowd, and the silent moment actually stretched on for several minutes. Colin Diver was there. he'd been just two blocks away when the bombs went off.
It's just a week exactly since the bombings occurred. And in that sense, I think it's a way for us to put that behind us and to look forward.
The days after the bombings became weeks and then months. The makeshift memorials were collected and curated with a care you would see in a museum. They were placed in Copley Square Park, just yards from where the bombs exploded. People flocked there, while Boston police officer Paul Perry kept watch.
How do you think this whole experience has either changed Boston, or what has it said about Boston?
United Boston. Proud to be a Boston police officer. I feel bad for the kids. One thing, they targeted me. I'm a target, not some 8-year-old.
The 8-year-old was Martin Richard. He was one of the three people killed in the marathon bombings. His cross stood beside the others in Copley Square Park. On June 25th, those crosses and the other items were taken away to be cleaned and archived. People came for one last look that day, including Kelly Cullen, who stopped on her morning run.
I don't know. I just wanted to see it. It's just so tragic.
The Boston Athletic Association has been organizing the Boston Marathon for more than 100 years. A few weeks after the events of April 15th, I went to the BAA offices and spoke with Executive Director Tom Grilk. He said he and everyone in his office were still trying to come to terms with what had happened.
We, like everyone, are trying to make sense out of that horrid, horrible set of events. At the same time, we are extraordinarily grateful for the actions of first responders, of the medical people, of our volunteers, of the spectators, of all the people who moved so quickly to respond amidst all of that horror for which we all feel so terrible. At least there is a sense of gratitude in seeing the kind of reaction that it engendered.
The 118th Boston Marathon will be run on Monday, April 21st, 2014. Again, like it does every year, it will offer possibility.
26.2 miles. Good job by everyone. Welcome back to Boston.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Alex Ashlock.